This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The central government today announced the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said, the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 have been notified. The Citizenship Amendment Act seeks to make minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian communities persecuted on religious grounds in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan eligible for citizenship. The Home Minister said that with this notification, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has delivered on another commitment and realized the promise of the makers of the Constitution to the Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians living in those countries. The CAA had received the assent of the President on the 12th of December 2019. The Home Ministry spokesperson said in a social media post that applications for citizenship are to be submitted in a completely online mode for which a web portal has been provided. It was an integral part of BJP's 2019 manifesto. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said that CAA is not a law to take away citizenship but to give citizenship. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has fulfilled another guarantee of his, from resolution to accomplishment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the pace of infrastructure development in the country will increase manifold in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of 112 national highway projects worth around 1 lakh crore rupees spread across the country from Gurugram in Haryana this afternoon. The projects launched today include the 19-kilometer long Haryana section of the 8-lane Dwarka Expressway, which has been built at a cost of over 4,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister said that the rapid infrastructure development will make India the third largest economic power in the world. India Today successfully tested Mission Divyastra, the first flight test of indigenously developed Agni 5 missile with multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicle MIRV technology. This will ensure that a single missile can deploy multiple warheads at different locations. Besides having a woman project director, it has significant women contributions. With the test of Mission Divyastra, India has joined the select group of nations that have MIRV capability. This system is equipped with indigenous avionics system and high accuracy sensor packages which ensure that the re-entry vehicles reach the target points with the desired accuracy. Indian sailor Vishnu Saravanan won the gold medal in the men's one-person dinghy category at the Europa Cup 2024 sailing meet held at Mallorca in Spain. Saravanan stopped the 91 boat race with 17 net points. Australia's Lawson McAuley won the bronze with 22 net points at the event. The IOCA 7 is a category within the International Laser Class Association IOCA sailing class. The Supreme Court has directed the State Bank of India to furnish the details of electoral bonds encashed by political parties to the Election Commission by tomorrow. The court gave the order after rejecting a plea by the bank seeking an extension of time. A five-member bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur further directed the Election Commission to publish the details shared by the bank with it on its official website by 5 p.m. on the 15th of March. The Supreme Court had on the 15th of February scrapped the electoral bonds scheme. In Cricket Women's Premier League, Gujarat Giants pulled off an 8-run win against UP Warriors at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Earlier, Gujarat Giants, led by Beth Mooney, won the toss and elected to bat in the must-win game for her team. Gujarat Giants scored 152 for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.